Hello, everyone. Welcome to Reiki Radio. I am your host, Yolanda. Happy Monday. Today, we have a beautiful conversation with a woman named Wala. And what you will learn today is about your relationship to color and how color can speak so much to you, your personality, and how this all ties into energy. So Wala is the author of a book called Heal Yourself with Color, Harness the Power of Color to Change Your Life. And if you want to learn more about her work or to even get a color reading, visit color-ways.com. The link for that, of course, is down in the show description. Now, if you're wondering what a color reading is, you will hear one live on today's episode. I was curious about it myself. But one of the things that really stood out again is how much color really speaks to energy and how color has a direct impact on different ways that we feel. And she even shares ways that she uses color for manifestation. So there is a lot to learn in this episode, and it may give you some consideration about the colors that are surrounding you right now, including what it is that you are wearing and what that might say about you. So I hope that you enjoy this episode. There is one other announcement that I want to make sure to share with you all before we get into it. So I was asked to be a contributor in this year's Reiki Raise Reiki Summit. And I was very honored to be asked to come and share. And I would love to share with you the early bird discount for tickets. So if you are a Reiki practitioner or anyone who is just interested about anything within the realm of Reiki and energy healing, I would recommend that you attend this summit. It is going to be online, and there are so many contributors. You will learn so much about the ways that different Reiki master teachers are practicing. There's also information in there around developing your Reiki business. There are 6 days of information to support you in your path and your practice and understanding more about how you are in relationship with Reiki itself. So I hope that you all enjoy the summit. You can purchase your tickets now. Again, there's an early bird special. I believe it's $57 now, but the price will increase. So if this sounds like something of interest to you, just get your ticket. You can access the recordings, even if you can't attend live as things are distributed over the 6-day period. The link to get your tickets, of course, will be down in the show description as well. And I would love to hear about what you learn and anything within the summit that inspires you and your practice. So thank you again to Reiki Raise for inviting me to be a contributor. Thank you to all of you for listening to Reiki Radio. And thank you to Wala for this beautiful conversation about color that you're about to hear now. I will see you on the other side. Hey everyone. So today on Reiki Radio, we have an amazing, beautiful guest, Wala, and we're going to talk about color. And I'm really curious about this topic because it made me think of all of the different languages of the universe and the different ways we can use the information that surrounds us. But I first just want to welcome you and thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, absolutely. I have to ask, because I was looking at your bio and looking at your website, and I saw that you studied interior design. And so I was curious if the love of color came before that, or was it through that work that led you into this deep dive of the power of color?
So I've been interested in color and how it would make us feel from a really young age. I used to constantly argue with my mom about what colors we'll put in the house and what colors I wanted for my room. And also my mom was also very peculiar about it because she was very in tune with the psychology of it. Okay. And then she translated my love of color into, like, you know, leading me to go into and And then I fell in love with it. And then I just started, and then I started feeling like, okay, all this interior designing is just really all about making things pretty. And nobody is really thinking about, okay, it's a pretty house, but how is it making you feel? Mm-hmm. A pretty house, how is it making you guys at home communicate? What are the other elements that are in your home that are communicating, that are working with you or against you? So, and I was in the middle, I was in Japan at the time, and I was going through a personal crisis, and I was like, okay, I'm done with interior design. I'm done with everything. I want something more meaningful. And then a lot of things happened, and I found a training on color, and then another one, and then another one. And then I just, you know, went into this world. It really helped me. It really healed me. I worked with a color therapist who really, really helped me just change course. And then I started doing it for myself and others.
That's really amazing. So I have to ask you this, like, with your connection to color, was it this recognition of the way they made you feel personally? Because I know, like, we all may say, like, oh, this is my favorite color, or I don't really like other colors. But I don't know that we actually tune into why, like, if we notice the way the color makes us feel or what it brings up in us. So can you talk a little bit about that in terms of recognition of what we may be attracted to and what we may dislike? Yeah.
So when we are working with colors, we usually know what a color makes us feel. We cringe or get excited or just feel really open and happy when we're around a certain color or when we put a certain shirt on. And a lot of people will have this, you know, a shirt that always makes them feel good. Or when they're down, there's a lipstick color they'll go for. It's usually red. So it's weird. Not aware that we're actually communicating with color constantly. And it's interesting, as soon as you bring people into this awareness, when they do a color reading or when they, you know, read something that I posted online and stuff like that, and be like, oh yeah, I feel this way. Oh yeah, I really hate this color. And it's an interesting thing, because really colors don't exist. Colors are our brain translation to different light energies and wavelengths. And this is what we're really responding to. It's just color. It's kind of like the sun and our brain's way of saying, hey, this is what you need. This is what you need. This is what you're looking for. It's a language, like you said in the beginning.
Yeah.
The universe communicates with us through this language, that, and we are communicating back constantly. It's nonstop when we're working with color and we're dealing with color. It's just it becomes so natural for us that we just don't think about it. Like, for example, the colors that we're attracted to suddenly you just want orange everywhere or whatever. It's a certain meaning that you need. It's like this color saying, you need this element. So if it's orange, sometimes it's like, oh, that means you need to release something or make peace with the change or really open up to joy in your relationships, your feminine energy, etc. If you hate orange, it means like, okay, you're holding on to some anger, you're suppressing, you know, dealing with some grief, you're suppressing dealing with this. So this is just a very interesting conversation that we constantly have with color that we're not aware of.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting to even think about it in that way, because I mean, like, yes, I know which colors I love and which colors I'm like, yeah, no, thank you. But I never thought about a deeper meaning behind it. I don't think, you know. So I wanted to ask you about that too, because there may be, say there's a color I'm drawn to, like I love turquoise, but if I may need the communication of a different color. So is it possible that I, even though I'm attracted to certain colors, maybe that's revealing something about me, energetically speaking, but is it also possible that I may need to have the presence of other colors that I may not be considering just for the way that they may be communicating or helping to balance me out?
It's very interesting, because we're all intuitive and we're all in tune with what we need. It's just we never listen and we doubt. And it's the same thing with color. The color that you're attracted to doesn't come from your conscious mind. It comes from your subconscious mind, your energy, your higher self, your soul. And it's telling you exactly which color you need. So a lot of times when I'm doing online healing sessions and healing circles, I have rules. And one of the main rules is like, if I tell you to see magenta and your soul inside sees turquoise, you believe your soul, you don't believe me. I am guiding you, but you know best what you need and your intuition. And if you're rejecting it and you're seeing resistance, that's also very interesting. It's just a really noticing all these little things that you respond to with color.
Yeah. Okay, so I want to ask you about that because you mentioned the color therapy. And I know that you have color readings. And so I wanted to know more about that. If people come to you for a color reading, is it to have more understanding about the relationship to color in their life? Or can I come to you and be like, voila, oh my gosh, I'm having relationship problems. And then we go from there. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
How is this set up?
So usually people come in with color readings having something in the background that pulled them to it. But really color readings is giving, but I like people to start with it always because it gives you an idea. It gives you your starting point of the colors you came in here with, your own colors. Who are you in terms of color? What are your color vibrations saying? So it's an interesting process that I take people through. I tell them this is very intuitive. So the most, it's something that I ask my intuition, your guides, your energy to help me reveal to you, not the other way around. It's not that, you know, I'm unlocking secrets you don't want me to, but so we start off with just like connecting with the energy, and I check where are the blocks in the body, and then I'll ask the person about their birthday. So the day you're born will represent the color energy you came in here with. What is that? What are your skills? What is it that you kind of like learn from past lives if you believe in them? And then the month you're born is the color challenge that you came here to learn and develop the color you came in with. So you came to develop, you have these certain challenges that come along in a certain color wavelength. And then the year will represent the color that your soul wants you to go. So it's kind of like telling you the map of where you are, the map of why you came here, what did you come here to learn, all from a color point of view. The map of your color, the colors of your soul.
Yeah, that's really, really cool. So yeah, I've never heard of that. And now I'm so curious. I'm like, oh, wait a minute. I may need a color reading to see.
So what's your birthday? Let's do like, kind of like, I'll tell you okay. A little bit. I'll do it really quickly because it's just, you know,
January 22nd.
Now you're a green. Okay. So you're born a green and your challenge is red. So when somebody's born green, is somebody who is very organic. They love being in touch with nature. They're a person that when they're aligned with their green, when they're aligned with their own color and their soul, they're able to do everything and move from their heart. That's their power. They move from in a very organic way, not a linear way. They're not linear thinkers. They're more nature, and they grow and they go through. They're very aligned with the cycle of nature, and this is who they are. But then a lot of greens I meet, because they're very sensitive beings, and we live in a world that doesn't want people to be sensitive, they want them to be pragmatic, so they tend to kind of like shut down and just close that part of them when that's their superpower. And as soon as they align with that superpower of green, they're able to create a beautiful impact in the world. It's also interesting because someone like you, I see that you've done Reiki, but someone like you will also be interested in working with touch and herbs and these elements, not only energy frequency. It would be something that needs to be touched. There's a certain, not something, a natural element to be touched. That's a very big element of, you know, connecting with Mother Earth that is part of your soul. That will help you grow and go into different levels. That's a very key aspect of your energy. Sorry. And then your challenge is red. So red energy is about leadership. It's about taking charge of everything, acting, and it's more linear. It's more like, boom, let's charge, let's physically do things. It's about also moving physically in the world. And this is your challenge. Your challenge is to take that soft soul and elevate it and move it, but give it more action, give it more, and bring in that love and materialize it into the earth and lead with it and create a new type of leadership that comes with it. It's very interesting color combination.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny listening to you. Yes, it makes a lot of sense, exactly what you said. But I don't have it on right now, but there's a ring that I wear every day that's green.
And I'm like, fantastic.
In love with the stone. I'm just like, it was so magical. But red has always been one of those colors that I'm like, like I've been trying to soften my relationship around that color, but it is one of those colors that to me, I'm just like,
Yeah, but it came to challenge you.
Yeah.
So it'd be interesting to see, okay, so how do I feel about red? Why does red make me feel? Because also red is a color that puts themselves in the center of attention and puts themselves there. So it's a color that just goes like, hey, I'm here and I'm sitting here. Look at me, you know? And then you're coming as a green and soft and kind of like fairy-like. And then you need to learn to be, hey, I'm here. Look at me. And you need to learn to kind of combine that with who you are. Also, you probably have issues with or challenges with people who have this kind of, hey, I'm here, look at me type of personalities, or people who are like, boom, 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 extremely action oriented. It's really hard for you to vibe with them. They challenge you. But these are the people you need to be around. These are the people you kind of need to unlock. What is it about them? What is it about this type of energy? What is it about red that makes me feel like I don't like it? What about it? So find your personal story with it. And that's when you unlock your challenge. You can go deeper and deeper and stronger into your purpose and move forward.
This is amazing. So I'm sure people are going to be like, wait a minute, I really need to find out about my color and what I came in with. And I'm going to have your website down in the show description. But for anyone who wants to jot it down now, it's color-ways.com.
American spelling.
Yes, American spelling. There's no U in color. C-O-L-O-R. And I have to ask you all that too, because while you're explaining this, and you can tell like you have a lot of passion for color in of itself, but did you have to go through personally this relationship building with all of the colors, like despite what your personal resonance was with them?
So, yes. And the thing is, like, we're constantly... colors will constantly come up, especially if you're the type of person that likes to avoid things like me. Okay. Colors will constantly come up and you're like, oh, I don't want to deal with you. I don't like you. This is constant. As we move, our feelings towards color should move. And I always tell people who just have one favorite color, I'm like, it's either that you're not moving forward and you change the colors around you are not changing, or you're being asked to just keep going deeper and deeper into this one thing. So when I was working with color, one of the things that we did in the training was just kind of like blindfold yourself and see the colors and which one, and you should be able to tell which color is which by the energy of it, but you really have to tune into it. This is one. Another thing, when I started my journey, I hated green. I couldn't be in the same room as green. And it had to do with some memories that I had, but also green is also about vulnerability. Green is also about opening and showing the world who you are vulnerably with your emotions, your sensitivity. And all my life, I've been told that, you know, I'm too sensitive. I'm not. And so I used to hate it. So when I started on, and this is something I talk about in my book, when I started working with green, I even had to put myself in lime green bed sheets, because lime green is the type of green that helps you cleanse out. And I used to just, and I had to do, I immersed myself into, why am I not vulnerable? Why am I too scared? Why is it that I need to be perfectly put together all the time in front of everybody? Because that's the only reason I thought I would be loved. And didn't think that within my vulnerability, or when I am vulnerable, people will you know, I will be accepted and I will be loved. So I needed to work on that, and green really helped me energetically and then also mentally, just working on all these different beliefs.
So when you work with people and you start to identify not only the colors that they come in with, but the way that you've been describing color in this moment, it also makes me wonder, is there like a, almost like a color prescription for people? So when you work with people, are there different suggestions of how we could work with color? Because, you know, a lot of us may not even think of, even though it's around us everywhere, we may not necessarily think of the different ways we can integrate it into our life. So do you work with people on that as well?
Yes, I work with people. And so color reading is one of the first things I do. I ask people to do it, but then I mainly do one-on-one mentoring sessions. And in these one-on-one mentoring sessions, I take them through different. So I believe in transforming not only energy, physically, emotionally, mentally, and energetically. So all working with all the aspects of who you are, your lifestyle, everything. And when we work with that, sometimes we bring in color on a on, you know, in the physical day-to-day life, and other times we work with it with meditations and healing sessions together. So it's just different elements. I also use crystal sound because I match the colors or complement the colors. So the colors will be on the visual and the sound will be a complementary. It just depends. Taking people into different experiences that helps them release from a deep subconscious place. That's really powerful.
So this is really, I mean, it makes sense now. I just want to let people know the title of your book, and I want to know more about it, but it's Heal Yourself with Color, Harness the Power of Color to Change Your Life. And clearly from everything that you're saying, I mean, I'm sure people are starting to look at color in a different way. So it's this frequency, it's this resonance to color that not only are we in relationship with, but we literally can use it to help balance and harmonize where we are in our lives at any given time. But it's about understanding the languaging of the color, and then again, how to harness and use the power of it. So what inspired this book, and what is it about, and who is it for?
So the book, so it's funny because the publishing, I feel like I manifested this book, or the universe manifested it for me, so I can also overcome some personal challenges. It was very interesting. So the book came in, a lady was she's scouting for a publishing house. She came up to me, she emailed me, she was like, look, this publishing house is looking for a color therapy book. They want to do it on migraines, I don't know what, da, 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 da. And I was like, listen, I have all these books on my shelf. Any book that has ever been written about color therapy or color psychology, I've read it. And they all did the same thing to me. I just couldn't get it. I wasn't able to implement anything there within my life, around me. It was really hard. So I told her, what I want to do is I want to write, this is my proposal for a book. So if they want to do it, they can. So my proposal for the book was, I wanted to teach people basics so they can start creating their own relationship with color. Because every single person, color is very subjective. It's very personal because it comes from the subconscious. It's a relationship. So the first thing you do when you're working with color is starting to see there are basics, but then it's starting to feel out colors. How do they make you feel? What is going on there? What is your relationship with color? So I wrote this color as a workbook, and I wrote it for people who are always been attracted to color and didn't know what to do with it. And that's everybody in a way. People who just feel like, okay, you know, this healing method is calling me, but I don't know how to do it. I don't know how to deal with it. So the book takes you through a journey, and tells you also about my journey with colors, about how I overcame things, but also gives you the tools to begin and establish your own unique relationship with color.
That's really amazing. And so with that too, I'm just curious about when you say someone wants to start this journey and they have the book and maybe they have the color reading and all of these things. But if I'm listening right now in the moment, and I think like, I want to start playing with this. Like, do I go with a color that I'm attracted to? Or do I go with a color that somehow is connected to something going on in my life? Do you know what I mean?
I go to, yeah.
Yeah.
I go for a color. So one of the things that was very interesting that I did with Shaman Doric was that there was this exercise that we did, which is kind of like asking yourself, okay, what color is it? What color do I need now? Mm-hmm. And asking your body, asking your soul, just sitting, and then visualizing this color coming into your body through your head. So if it is blue, indigo, violet, magenta, or gold, you take it from the sky into your head. If it is any type of red, orange, yellow, you pull it from the ground because this is where the wavelength is. And then if it is any type of green, turquoise, you pull it horizontally into your body, into your chest, into your throat.
Very interesting. Okay. So there's a lot of even resonance to the way that like the chakras are displayed. Yes. In terms of like the
of
color
course.
With that as well. Yeah, that's so interesting because again, like even though we have like these different color associations throughout life, like everywhere we look, even like say traffic lights and these types of things, it really expands the idea of the impact on color to us and what it is that they represent. This is so interesting, yeah. Voila, because I was really wondering, I was like, wait, what is this about? This color, color readings and all of this. But you also do mention how there is like each color has its own power. So even if there's a color that we may feel challenged by, how does it help us to understand the actual power of each color? It kind of reminds me of like recognizing the power of each sign for people that are into astrology. But how does that help us?
So when you understand the challenges of this color, you also understand this other side of the coin. So the thing is, like, you cannot embrace one side of the coin to have the coin. You need to have both sides of the coin. So one of the examples I like to give is yellow. So yellow is all about inner power, mental into intellectual intellectuality, a lot of different things. But I will focus on the inner power and the courage aspects of yellow. And then, so this aspect of yellow, for you to be able to for you to be able to tune into your courage and inner power, you also need to face your shadow and your fear. You need to make peace with them. So yellow is both. Yellow can show you both, because yellow, also a lot of yellow, too much yellow, can cause a lot of anxiety for people. And anxiety comes from a lot of fear.
Okay.
And finding that other side of the coin is very important. So to have one, you need both. You cannot have one or the other. So if you're being called now to be and challenged by a certain color and its challenging aspect, it's because you are called to embrace all of it. It's also the other, the light.
Ah, I love that, because that really applies to like so many things in life. And oftentimes we have a hard time seeing the gift and the challenge, so to speak, but what it is that the challenge may be teaching us and how it helps us move into the empowered state of whatever that circumstance, or in this case, color may be. That's really cool. So I wanted to ask you about another thing though, too. I saw on your website that you have something called Spirit Spa, and that it was a 10-day online class. So I wanted to ask you a bit about that, because I know nowadays a lot of people like to consume content online and in this way.
Yeah. So Spirit Spa was created. So it took me a lot of years to get it out, and I was working on it. First, it started as an ebook, and then I ended up recording it during COVID, and it was great. So it is, I like to think of it as your start of experimenting with color. And it's with the colors that most people neglect. So whenever people go into a spiritual journey or whatever, they go for the third eye, the violets. They want to become psychic. They want to see the future. And it's really all about controlling what's happening in their lives. And then they forget that to be able to receive from the universe, you need strong grounding, a grounding base. Because without grounding, you're not able to release any of the energies. You're not able to move the energies well in your body. It's just these basics. And then which is about vitality, which is about action, which is about leadership and movement and passion. So exploring that. So physical colors, and then orange, emotions, mother stuff, all of that. Just really working with these aspects. And then yellow, the inner power, the courage of yellow, and facing your fears in yellow. And there is also, I add there, something I called color mudras, which is, if you're familiar with yoga mudras, it's just hand gestures that stimulate different parts of you. So I added those to even create a deeper and stronger with each color. There is one, and it comes with a booklet and with questions, and for you to really, you know, nourish yourself and clear out different things. So you come in, it's kind of like a spa, but it's a spa that's just like, gets you to go into the nitty and gritty, so you can just get out and feel more illuminated after. And then we end it with gold, because gold is a really great color to balance everything out and clear everything and just help you help you elevate the healing that you did.
Yeah, no, that sounds really, really amazing. And as you're saying it, it makes me think too, I have to ask you this, because while you've shared a lot that has even, you know, made me go like, wow, look at color in a totally different way, I wonder, like, from your personal experience and the relationship that you built with it, obviously something happened that you felt this call to share this with other people because you recognize like the gift in it. So can you talk a little bit about like how working with color and even your relationship with color changed you or changed your life? Like, how did it contribute to your healing and just the path you're on?
So if I go back 8 years ago, 9 years ago, before I started Color Wave, my life looked completely different. I was in complete fear. I was afraid of my own shadow. I was one of these people who are like a, you know, mean girl to protect myself. I wasn't able to connect with people because I was so scared and frightened. I was in a really toxic relationship that I eventually had to run away from. And then moving forward to now, it's a completely different life. I live in the mountains in Barcelona, which is a country that I felt, sorry, a city that I felt that represented what I love and represented who I am. And I felt like home, first time in my life. And I was able to find the courage to make these strong decisions using color to help me understand what is it. Because I used to be able, used to say, oh, I'm miserable, but I never was able to figure out why. Yeah. And color helped me figure out why, by asking these deep questions and working on them and checking what these feelings have triggered in me. And I'm able, and I'm working, I'm working with something that I love, expanding every day. I work with people that I enjoy working with. I have beautiful surroundings around me. I have beautiful love and big love that I never thought that I was able to achieve. And all of that happened because of all the work that I have done for myself, with my clients as well. Because, you know, when you're healing and you're working with people, you're not only healing them, you're also healing yourself. And you're learning a lot about yourself as you're teaching others. So it's been this incredible journey of transformation that I never thought I could go on.
You know, I am trying to, as you're saying it, I don't know why it's like this weird visual in my head of seeing the world through your eyes. And I have to ask you, like, when you walk outside and you see color everywhere, do these translations come out? Like, do you translate art? Like, say you see a mural and there's all these beautiful colors. Does that speak to you in a particular way? And then like nature, when you look at flowers and all the different colors of plants and flowers and these things, do they all then have like a different type of language to you because of all of the color that you see or the combinations?
So if you ever follow me on Instagram, if you see me, I use flowers constantly. So a lot of the times I will, if I'm like manifesting, I'll make sure that all the flowers at home are magenta and a bit of orange. Okay. If I'm in a clearing and releasing place, I make sure like I code the colors of the flowers, for example, for a certain way. When I'm looking at people, I'm looking at what colors they're wearing because they're telling me something about them. When I am looking at nature outside, I'm saying it's talking to you constantly. It's just it's an interesting conversations. And I always tell people, it's like when I'm working with colors, I'm talking to the colors. It's like they're spirit guides, but they're colors.
Yeah, that's very, very interesting. And again, like I'm really curious now. I can't wait to read your book. So I wanted to ask you, where can people find the book? Can we order it online? Do we have to go to your website?
It's on Amazon.
Okay.
That's the easy, and Barnes and Noble.
Okay. Amazon and Barnes
and Noble. In the States.
In the United States. Okay. So heal yourself with color, harness the power of color to change your life, which, I mean, you've made it very clear of how that could be possible. But I also want to make sure too that people go to your website, color, color-ways.com. And you did mention before that you do mentoring with people. Is that through this one-on-one work? Is it like one session at a time, or is it like a few months at a time? How is that?
I have packages. So I always tell people, listen, come in for a color reading. Let's see. Let's kind of like see where you're at. Let's see what you vibe with. Let's see if we can, if this is the right fit for you, using a color reading as well. But also, if you're attracted to colors, it's usually right. But I like to always just start them somewhere. And then I will talk to them and be like, okay, look, if I have different packages, I will email it to them, because I am very selective and I only take some amount of people. Like, I don't take a lot every month, because I just want to be able to focus and really work with people really, really closely. And after a color reading, I have like different packages. So I have a magenta package, which is about 5 sessions that we do either every week or every other week, depending on the person's needs. And then I have a sapphire one, which is a 12 session one. And this one, we just really go deep. We really change lifestyle. We look at everything because we have more time to do it. So kind of like magenta is someone who wants to, get going and get transformative and just transform really quickly. Sapphire is more like, okay, I'm in it for the long one. Let's work on every aspect of my life and work on and change it.
Oh, I love that. And it's funny too, because I know I asked earlier about like if you had like color prescriptions for people, or maybe, I don't know, color recipes for people depending on what's going on.
Yeah, that's what was my company called in the beginning, called the color recipe.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just thinking like, wow, okay, so this would be in a way like working with you one-on-one would help clarify a lot, but obviously using the blend of color and the various levels of that you spoke about earlier. But even when you just said about the flowers and how you will surround yourself with certain colors, depending on what it is you're focusing on in your life. So it just seems like the possibilities are endless in how we can understand color, use it to support us in our healing, use it to support us in what we're trying to align with, just all across the board.
It's amazing. Yeah, because color is such an incredible thing. But I like to give people basics. So when how you work with color is you absorb it. So you absorb it by even looking at it, by wearing it. I have this thing with like nail polish as well. Like I use nail polish for certain times, with certain intentions. Interiors, very important. And then meditation and visualization. So there's so many different ways we can work with color. This is why I love it, because it's such a versatile tool.
And yeah, I mean, again, it's funny how, and I think you said it in the beginning, or maybe I read it on your site, but it was something about just like bringing our attention, our awareness to it, then how it begins to open up for us, and that really is so true. Again, with so many things, in my work, I talk a lot about what we direct our mind towards. And like, here we are talking about color, that we're always surrounded by. But to think of it now in this expanded way is really phenomenal. I'm excited to see how I experience that when I walk outside today. So I have to thank you, Wala, so much for coming to share with us about color. Again, the website will be down in the show description, and people can book the color readings or even work with you through your mentoring packages. I just wanted to also mention, because I saw on your site as well, you have a download color code. So if people want to learn more about color, could you tell us a little bit about that download?
So the color code is a little PDF that you can use. So whenever you're attracted to a certain color, it will tell you, okay, this is what it means. This is a suggestion of how you work with it. And it's and it has red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet. And I think magenta, I'm not sure. No, just violet. I need to update it and add magenta too.
But it's perfect. It's a great tool for us to start, with.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's a free download for people when they go to your site. Okay. And it's called Color Code. It's a PDF. And it helps to understand even the colors we're attracted to, or a lot of what you've shared in this discussion. This is really interesting. I'm always so curious. I never know how conversations will go. And so I am thankful to have learned more about color in your work. So I just want to let everyone know as well. You said you're on Instagram. What is your name on Instagram? Yeah.
It's Wala, it's just Wala.colorways.
Okay. So Wala.colorways. I'll be sure to put that down in the show description as well.
Thank you.
So thank you so much, love, for joining us today. And everyone be sure to go to Wala's website. Bye for now. Okay, everyone, thank you so much for tuning into this episode, and I hope that you learned something new about you, your energy, and how color can play a part. And if you would like to work with Wala or learn more about her work, be sure to visit her website, color-ways.com. Again, the link for that is down in the show description. On her site, you will find also a color code PDF that helps you to learn about the color languages and decoding color that you are personally attracted to. So colorways.com, check the link down in the description, and don't forget to get your tickets to the Reiki Rays Reiki Healing Summit down in the show description as well. Early bird pricing is available. You don't want to miss that discount if you want to attend, and you get so much content. And on top of the content that you get, a lot of the contributors have also provided some freebies and some special offers. So there's just so much that you get access to, as well as being able to listen to the recordings in your own time. So as always, I thank you all for being here. If you want to work with me personally, you can join me in the Alchemy Circle. Have a gorgeous day, and remember to always journey in love.